9 people are dead, nearly 200 are in police custody, and a restaurant is closed after a biker gang meetup in Waco, Texas, turned into a shootout and a brawl. Joining us from Waco is Naomi Martin, public safety reporter for the Dallas Morning News. And Naomi, what are things like in Waco today?
Well, there's a lot of uniformed officers all around. You have FBI agents in camo. It's a tense scene still. There's still a lot of crime scene evidence going on. The investigators are still picking up bullet casings and processing blood. So it's still a very active crime scene, even though we're coming up on 24 hours since it happened.
And what more do we know about what actually happened yesterday?
Well, basically, they've arrested 192 suspected bike gang members involved in this incident, and police are saying that they believe 200 biker gang members were meeting to address recruitment and turf issues and basically show off their colors to each other and brag to each other. And the police believe that some sort of fight started in the bathroom and then spilled out into the restaurant, and then, you know, shots were fired inside the restaurant, shots were fired outside the restaurant. There were knives, clubs, chains, brass knuckles used. The police were waiting outside because they said the restaurant wouldn't let them come in and wouldn't cooperate with them in advance, even though they knew this was coming. And so police eventually fired shots at the suspects, and the suspects returned fire, or, you know, vice versa. It's still a little unclear the order of events. But in any case, 9 were dead and 18 were wounded. Most of those were gunshot wounds. Some were stab wounds.
Well, when you say that the police say the restaurant knew this was coming, explain more about that. What was actually known about the potential for violence?
Yeah, so basically the Waco police had intelligence that these bike gangs, which are very well known in this area for their propensity for violence, they knew that this meetup was happening. They knew it was going to be a large crowd, large violent crowd with weapons. And the police, they said they've been approaching them for 2 months now. You know, they ideally wanted them to deny service to these biker gangs because they're very noticeable. They're wearing these patches. They're wearing their colors on their vests and headbands. And the police wanted them to deny service ideally, or at least let the police be inside the establishment to, you know, secure the area because it is private property. But they said the restaurant was very uncooperative. They said they didn't want anything to do with them, basically. So the police felt like they weren't allowed to be inside. They didn't even have plainclothes officers inside, but they did have about 10 SWAT officers in uniform with marked cars right outside the entrance.
And this kind of story is obviously shocking all over the country. But how does it feel there in Texas, where you have a little more familiarity with these biker gangs?
Well, it's funny. You know, the law enforcement is not surprised at all. I think average civilians, however, are pretty shaken up. There have been a lot of questions from readers about, you know, are we safe and what areas should we be avoiding? And I think, you know, the general public is probably pretty shaken up.
That's Naomi Martin, the public safety reporter for the Dallas Morning News, joining us from Waco. Naomi, thank you.
Thank you so much.